Proclamation number 7574 of 12th of April, 1960. Time of the Faith Battle. You are still allowed to carry out vineyard work unhindered, but the time will come when you who want to serve me will be persecuted, when they will try to prevent your work, when they will be hostile towards everything that is considered work for me and my kingdom. And then you will have to assert yourselves insofar as that you courageously confess me and my name before the world. Then you shall indeed be as gentle as the deaf and as clever as serpents. You shall be cautious but nevertheless proclaim my teaching and again make my will known to people, about which I instruct you humans through my word. You should not fear people who cannot harm your soul, and you should exercise your office into which I have appointed you. And this includes the spreading of my word, which will be important and necessary until the last day, because people can still be saved from ruin. And therefore I also keep urgently admonishing you to do as much vineyard work as possible before this time comes. You should already cultivate the fields beforehand and provide them abundantly with seed so that the seed has already sprouted and can now also bear its fruit. For the battle against faith is coming, the battle against everything spiritual, the battle against everyone who still believes in me and Jesus Christ. For they want to eradicate this faith. This is the last battle, the lost work of my adversary who still believes that he will be able to overthrow me before his time is up. He will then exceed the limits of his authority when he will take action against me myself, when he will try to deprive people of the knowledge about their God and Creator and thus also make your free decision impossible. Then the time will come when he will be banished again, when he will be put in chains and completely deprived of his power for a long time. And you, my faithful, you should know this when the battle against faith will begin, and you should not fear people who can indeed kill your body but not your soul. And you should know that I will then fight by your side, that I will be your commander and that the battle will always be victorious for you. For the battle of faith will not last long because I shorten the days for the sake of my own so that they will not fall prey to the adversary. You, who want to serve me, you will build a wall around yourselves through strong faith, which I will strengthen again and again in you, for I myself will be with my own in spirit and sometimes also visibly when the adversity requires it. And you will be exceptionally strengthened so that you can persevere until the end. For I will not leave my own in adversity, I will obviously support them and make them capable of resistance so that they will loudly confess before the world to whom they belong and through their courage of confession also win souls from the enemy camp. For I wrestle for every single soul so that it will still find me before the end and be eternally saved. The time until the end is still short and yet much work can still be done in my vineyard before you humans enter the last phase which the battle of faith means for you. Then you can expect my coming every day, you can hope that I will come soon and I will not disappoint you. I will fetch you away from the old earth when the day of judgment has come. Amen.